episode 86 of the podcast. I suppose we're in it. This is it. That was the intro.
Are you recording?
Yep.
Oh, wow. I guess I'll pull up my documents. The receipts, some might call them.
You sound good. You sound clear. You sound crystal clear.
Clear. Clear, clear, clear.
I'm here with October's very own Eric Dominguez.
OBO. Best month. It's not even close. It's the best month.
The best month of the year or the best month?
Best month of the year.
Give me three reasons.
The weather. The weather. The sweater weather.
Yes.
I would say the theme. I don't know if Halloween. October has that cool, like, ass. Like, when you think of the autumn leaves and the colors changing, you think of October. It ain't no bitch month like November.
Sure.
And it's Scorpio season.
Scorpio season. Not till the end, but.
Not till the end, but it also, like, I don't know. We didn't live in Florida, so we don't experience seasonal change. But whenever I watch movies like Trick or Treat, Hocus Pocus, movies like that, Halloween Town, the great Halloween
all
Town.
All Halloween movies that don't take place in Florida.
All those movies that don't take place in Florida are great.
Yeah. Shout out to October. I'll fuck with it.
The best month.
It's also 3 months till the next year.
3 months, less than 2 months till we're in Colorado.
And less than 1 month until the PlayStation 5.
Mm-hmm. And in a month, we'll probably know who the president is. I doubt we'll know, but... I think the election's on the November 6th or the 3rd, so we should have a better idea who's winning.
Well, election's November 3rd, but we won't know apparently till like a few days later.
Yeah, so around this time next month, we should know.
I'm ready for this election bullshit to be over, man. Me too. It's fucking exhausting every
really
day.
Really exhausting.
I drove by on the way to your house. I drove by these two young guys in a little Prius, and they had a Trump sticker, and they had all Trump memorabilia in the back seat of their car, like a giant Trump sign. They had Trump hats on, and I just drove past them. My windows rolled down and just shook my head like, fuck you guys. I don't know. It's weird. I think it's weird when young people are
fetishizing older dudes. He's in his 70s.
Or like when young girls, like the hot girls for Trump or whatever. Thoughts. Same thing for Bernie. They had the hot girls for Bernie. Mm-hmm. But in general, I think it's weird when people get that amped up by politics.
Mm-hmm.
It's important, and I think it's important to stay informed and pay attention. But like you said, fetishizing it or... like treating it like a sports team. I don't get where that comes from.
Yeah, it's like Trump is the new he's been campaigning as a sports team. It's weird.
He was here in Florida yesterday.
Sanford International Airport. Yep. Very familiar.
Word on the street, a friend of mine said that traffic was bad on his way home.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Maybe. No, you don't.
I don't.
No, you don't.
I only know one of your
friends. A coworker of mine, but he's an older man.
Hmm.
But yeah, he lives on the way. Actually, he lives very close.
Apparently, Pence was here last week, and my mom had to go into her job, and she works in downtown, and apparently, like, she was held up in traffic because of the Pence motorcade for like 20 minutes.
Jesus Christ!
So it's
Jesus Christ.
And Biden's coming here, I think, today.
Hey, good old Flyden.
The fly himself.
The fly man himself. did you watch any of that SNL?
I did not watch any of it.
I mean, when I say watch, you know what I mean, right?
I honestly saw a bit of Bill Burr's. I saw a bit of Bill Burr's monologue about the Gucci women stepping over. And I thought that was funny.
Yeah, I thought it was funny.
Yeah. I did see one sketch. It was a... it was like a SNL digital short about a Sam Adams beer.
And
like, this is an authentic Boston beer. And then he plays like the real Boston everybody knows.
It reminded me of a inferior version of Dave Chappelle's sketch of Samuel Jackson Adams, where Samuel Jackson and he's marketing Sam Adams. Yeah, I thought that was funny. But yeah, so what was it? Jim Carrey was...
I did not see that at all.
He was playing Joe Biden, and then he...
played the fly.
They did a fly bit where he was Jeff Goldblum going into the fly portal, and then Biden became a fly. And also Kenan Thompson was there as another fly. I don't know.
I thought he left.
No, he's still there.
Hmm.
He's still there. He actually... I think he did... who was the... Oh, Meg Thee Stallion. Oh, Meg Thee Stallion was 2 weeks ago, I think. I don't know. Who keeps up with SNL? Like, I see it on Twitter. I roll past it, but I'm not.
I don't know anybody our age who watches that.
I forget that it's happening until it's on.
I mean, then, like, because they just have Twitter. They have buy all the Twitter spots. They get that Twitter trending.
Does it air on, like, regular syndicated TV?
Yeah. Channel, whatever channel NBC is where you live, approximately around 11:30 SNL starts.
And they still shoot it in New York?
Yeah, 30 Rock. That's where they should. That's where 30 Rock, the TV show, is based off of.
Right, right, right. Shout out to 30 Rock.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, whatever.
I did see a lot of people shitting on Bill Burr, but I did not watch it, so I cannot shit on him.
I liked his opening monologue. I mean, he's a comedian. He's a little abrasive. So. Yeah,
but people also forget that, like, Bill Burr's wife is black. And
yeah.
And, like,
he didn't make any race jokes.
No, 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 but, like, he there was this one thing in one of the promos for the episode
he was like, I'm white for her,
and this is Black Kenan, and yeah. this, and I'll be hosting Saturday Night Live.
It was cringy, but I don't find it offensive.
No, that was really cringy. Yeah. I'm white Bill Burr, and this is Black Kenan.
I thought that was supposed to be a bit on the Anthony Anderson making Jimmy Kimmel say Black Lives Matter.
Oh, I never saw that. Yeah, we talked about that, but I never saw that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. It's 2020, bro. Why are we, like, race appropriating everything? Like, I don't know. It's weird, man. We're in weird times.
Mm-hmm.
Weird times. Speaking of black people and SNL, something about Amazon has bought the rights for Eddie Murphy's Coming to America 2.
It's apparently, I don't think it's confirmed yet, but that is the word around the street.
Have they already shot it?
Yeah, I think it's already done.
I love the first one. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Amazon acquired the Borat 2 rights, so Amazon's out there.
Yeah, movie theaters are dying, so a lot of these movies are up for sale. So
good point.
Netflix and Amazon are gonna.
Do you think we'll get Dune or any big movies like that on Netflix or streaming at any point? I'm sure they could still come to theaters, but Tenet is actually coming to streaming.
Like Amazon is the best place if you're gonna sell your movie. Because you can charge whatever you want, and you can say if you want, if like for Dune, like you could charge $20 right. or whatever.
I would pay $20 to watch Dune at home if I had to, and then if it came out in theaters later, I'd probably see it in theaters still.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the whole Coming to America thing. It's not official yet. This is just rumors.
According to who? Who's this website?
According to the sources, Deadline reported this.
Nice, good old Deadline.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it'll be good? Coming to America 2?
I think it'll be all fine. It's like an impossible standard to live up to the original.
Right. But Eddie Murphy, we saw him in Dolomite. He was really good in that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah. I'm hopeful.
Will he have an accent?
Yeah, he's got to.
His character has been living here for a long time, I think.
No, he's got to have an accent. He was also in the first movie. He was like a 20-something-year-old that came to America.
Now he's like, what, 60?
Yeah, your accent doesn't go away if you're 20 and you move somewhere.
I mean, if you moved to England and you lived there for 10 years, you don't think you'd have some sort of English twang to you? Like, you'll come over here.
Maybe, but it wouldn't notice. It would be obvious that you're not English, though.
No, no, but if you came over here, I'd be like, why do you sound like that? Like, what do you mean?
It's
like,
I'm gone for 3 years and I come back and I have a thing.
You have like a slight British accent.
Maybe. I might refer to like, I'd be like, want to go to the pub tonight?
Dude, you didn't put that in the bin?
You didn't get the rubbish? The rubbish?
You didn't put where's the rubbish?
The cast for Coming to America 2, Leslie Jones, obviously, Arsenio Hall, Eddie Murphy, Tracy Morgan,
ooh,
my boy Wesley Snipes, let's go.
Samuel Jackson?
James Earl Jones, it says Louis Anderson, but I thought I said Louis Armstrong.
No Samuel L.
Rick Ross is going to be in there as self. So that's pretty cool. Lunell.
I am partying with Lunell?
Lunell.
Oh,
yeah,
shit. Lunell.
Tiana Taylor.
Wow.
I know there's like a lot of artists in there.
Is Lunell in Borat 2?
Ooh, good question. I'm on her IMDb. Let me see. She's in Borat. Upcoming projects. Doesn't say.
Damn, she didn't make that. She did not make the sequel cut.
Unless it's like it could be an uncredited cameo. For the surprise, but shout out to Lunell, one of my favorite comedians. We talked about her last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the context. Oh, we're talking about the first Borat.
Yeah.
Duh. So, yeah, Coming to America 2, I'm hyped for it. There's no release date, right?
Yeah, I think it's by the end of the month, right?
This month?
I believe so.
October?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, October really is the best. Look at that. By the way, your birthday's on a Tuesday?
Yeah.
The 27th?
Yeah.
You're going to be 22?
25.
25. How do you feel about that?
Indifferent.
I guess we'll see when we get there.
Yeah, October 23rd is right now the Borat release date.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking about Coming to America.
I don't think that's going to be coming out probably till next year.
True. Damn, dude. Now, we're getting also James Bond next year, Dune.
Every movie that was supposed to come out
this
year.
The Batman. Oh, man. Well.
It's going to be... I wonder if they even do the Academy Awards this year.
I don't see... Well, I mean, what... Outside of Tenet and Sonic, what the fuck else would you nominate?
I mean, the movies still came out. Like, the movies that came out this year still came out.
Right.
Like, but they're all low budget indie films. There wasn't, other than Tenet, there wasn't.
Yeah.
Really. Bill and Ted, you're going to nominate Bill and Ted?
Bill and Ted. The first time in 10 years that there hasn't been a Marvel film.
Yeah.
Speaking of Marvel, what is this? Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield are rumored to show up in Spider-Man, I'm Coming Home.
Is that what it's called?
No, I just made that up. Amy Pascal said there's going to be the word home in the title somewhere.
Homeward Bound.
Home Wrecker. Spider-Man Home Wrecker.
Spider-Man Home Wrecker. Spider-Man.
It was also reported that Doctor Strange is going to show up.
Well, I think that was already confirmed.
Right. So I guess that's the story of Doctor Strange shows up, multiverse, Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield pop in there.
Yeah.
Fucking, we'll probably get, who knows?
It's going to be weird. It might be their way to get Tom Holland out of there.
Out?
Or some way to where they can use Tobey Maguire again to make another Spider-Man movie in his universe.
It's a way to backdoor Tom Holland into Venom.
Oh my God.
Into the Venom universe for the Venom sequel.
That's definitely what they're doing.
Because correct me if I'm wrong, but doesn't Carnage only exist in the Venom story
Venom exists, Carnage exists.
But they both only exist because of Spider-Man.
Yes.
Because they were the DNA of Spider-Man and the symbiote.
The symbiote, I don't know. The symbiote, isn't it its own thing?
It's its own thing, but it attaches to Spider-Man and then pops off and it
becomes Venom. Oh, yes, it becomes Venom.
But in the movie, it's just an alien goo. Yeah.
But Carnage is...
Carnage is Venom attached to, what's his name? Cletus Kasady.
Yeah.
And then,
Cletus Kasady.
Venom is an offshoot, offspring of a mix of the symbiote and Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
And then Carnage is a mix of Venom and Spider-Man and to Cletus Kasady, whatever.
Mm.
But I don't know.
Mm.
If they made Avengers Endgame work, I'm sure they could figure this out.
But who's even directing Spider-Man 3?
It might be the same guy.
The cop car guy?
Yeah, I want to say his name is Mark Webb.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think it is Mark Webb. No!
I think so.
Is it?
Are you checking? Am I checking?
I'm going to type in cop car.
Well, obviously, Sam Raimi did the original trilogy with Tobey Maguire, and then I
thought Mark Webb did the...
Mark Webb did the Amazing Spider-Man movies, yeah.
John Watts.
He did Cop Car. Right.
Cop Car, decent movie.
I mean, I'm hopeful. I love Spider-Man. I think the last few movies were fun, so I'm sure it'll...
Yeah, I mean, Far From Home was fun.
They'll make it work. Speaking of Spider-Man 2, all this Spider-Man Miles Morales PS5 stuff's got me incredibly hyped.
Yeah, I mean, they just had today Game Informer release. They have the cover story for it.
Ooh.
They have if you're interested in Spider-Man stuff, they're going to have videos all month with the people who made it, who are making it, Insomniac Games.
I love those docu-series they do for games. Yeah. So
I'm excited for it. I saw some gameplay of stuff we haven't seen. It was just snippets of Miles Morales swinging in the city during Christmas time, it seemed.
Mm-hmm.
That seemed really cool. I hope they're going for that co-op thing in Spider-Man, the official sequel. Because I think that's what
it seems like it's building towards.
Yeah.
Whereas you could be Miles and I can be Peter and we can fuck around.
Yeah, or some way to where you can develop where you can control both at the same time, where you can control, say if you're swinging through the city, you can control Peter and Miles Morales at the same time.
I think it's too easily set up to we play Miles and Peter and we do separate missions and then converge and we're taking that, it's built around, kind of Army of Two.
Mm. But I don't. I don't think they want to. Because I still think they want it to be a single player. Because here's the thing. I don't think it would work if it was an AI. If you're playing the game by yourself and, like, say you're playing as Miles.
Well, oh, okay.
And like, computer's playing as Peter. I think it would be cool if you could, like, somehow develop to it when you're swinging. You can control Miles and then switch to Peter and then do cool stuff while Miles is doing his thing. Then you can switch. You can easily switch between the two of them.
Without AI, though?
Without AI. And, well, some AI, obviously.
Because, like, in Final Fantasy, when you're Cloud, Aerith is fighting and doing commands on her own.
Yeah, but they're awful. They're terrible.
They're terrible, but I don't see how that would work in a game as dynamic as Spider-Man, where you're, like, swinging around and fighting.
Well, it's like you could script some things to where you're swinging and then you switch to Peter, then you do something cool, and then the AI will just follow you, and then you can switch back, and then you can just do this weird loop.
I'm thinking of, like, God of War, how you controlled Kratos, but you would press square to shoot arrows as Atreus.
Yeah, well, I think it would be way more...
or like GTA, you could swap characters completely, but you couldn't control the other ones. Like,
yeah, I think it would be a mixture of that with GTA and God of War, to where you can do more complex things with the other Spider-Man who you don't want to play as.
Mm. So, I mean, who wouldn't want to play as Miles Morales, though, right?
Yeah, because it would be cool if, like, you could do, like, set up combos to where, like, you play as Peter and you do a combo, then you switch to Miles to do a combo, and then those combos connect to do, like, a bigger damage-dealing combo that looks just like a cool flurry effect or something.
Yeah, I'm imagining, like, how Marvel vs. Capcom works, where you're playing as one, and then you press a button, and the other one swaps in.
But, see, I don't want swapping. No, they have to be on the same...
That's what I'm imagining. So they would have to, like, do something completely different, completely new. I am getting it on PS4, though, so I'm excited to play it there.
I'm not sure. They said it's going to be 4K 60 frames per second on PS4. I'm sorry, on PS5.
I don't see why it wouldn't be 4K 60 on PS4.
It's not going to be 4K 60. There's no way. It'd be 4K 30 if you wanted. That's for sure. You'll for sure get 4K 30 on a PS4 Pro. And if you want it, and if you want it 60, I think you'd probably do the boost mode, the performance mode,
right,
and do 1080 60, but you won't be able to get 4K 60 on a PS4 Pro.
I mean, I'm content with 4K 30.
Yeah, you can't tell the difference.
Yeah, it's the same shit.
Well,
I can tell, but I'm not
4K. I don't know, but telling the difference between 4K and 1080p, like, it's so, it's, I mean, like, you're, it's nitpicking at that point.
Playing Last of Us 2 on 4K 1080. Or, I'm sorry, 4K 60.
I mean, I played that. Well, yeah, but, like, you played that game on what? On performance mode?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then that's not at 4K. That's, like, not even at 4K. That's, like, 1080p.
1080, yeah.
That's like you're using some HDR stuff.
Well, I guess the HDR and the coloring and then the 60 frames makes it look so nice. Like you said, we're just nitpicking at that point.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a big frame rate guy, so I'm probably going to play it. I'm going to try both because on PS5, if you play it on the 4K 30, you get enhanced ray tracing and all
And
other bonus shit. So I want to try both. I want to see how they feel. But
have you seen any of this Burger King PS5 stuff? What do you think is going
on
there?
So I can confirm that Burger King didn't announce it.
It looked like a promotional deal.
Yes, but the theory was that they announced the startup sounds, but they didn't. PlayStation did that in a state of play. If you remember, they had the startup screen. So that's where the noise was. So we can confirm that there is a PlayStation 5 in the Burger King bag.
Nice. I didn't know Burger King bags were that big.
No, we didn't know they made them that big.
Because PS5 is going to be a beast.
Yeah, I can't imagine that thing in that corner.
You're going to have it vertical or you're going to have it horizontal?
I'm going to probably have it vertical because of this. I think it'd take up less space.
Less space, and I feel like the way
it's
designed.
I don't even think it'd probably fit on that.
With the vents, how it kind of curves upwards, I feel like it just makes sense for the heat to come out of it. Did you want to talk about any of this Trump stuff? Yeah.
What do you mean Trump didn't have COVID? You put that in here.
Oh, I put that. I just thought that nigga didn't have it.
He had it.
He did?
Yeah. You can't. Those doctors aren't going to lie that he didn't have it.
I mean, you know, whatever. It came and went so fast. What was even the point?
I mean, he had it.
If you say so. Did you have inside sources at the Sanford rally to confirm or deny this?
I mean, what do you mean? He had it. He doesn't have it anymore.
True.
He tested negative. They say he tested negative multiple days. That's what his White House doctor said. So,
Mr. White House doctor. Okay. Well, are you sad that he doesn't want to do this virtual debate?
No, it's like, who cares about the debates anymore?
Right.
And that you're not changing anybody's mind.
The two we had were enough already.
Yeah. We get it. Everybody, I don't think you're changing anybody's minds with these debates.
No.
People who are going to vote for Trump are still going to vote for Trump. Like, my dad was going off on the vice presidential debate.
I'm sure.
It was like him watching football. It was just screaming, insulting slurs at Kamala Harris I cannot repeat on
are
here.
Are you embarrassed?
No, it's just, it's who he is, man. I don't want to sound mean. Well,
Are you embarrassed that they're just so passionate about these?
I'm just going to say this. I don't think my dad's a smart person, so I'm not surprised that he's running for Trump. And I'm not going to try to change his mind because I know he's not going to be able to retain information. The man cannot have a conversation in a restaurant. There's too many voices going on. He can't focus on a singular voice.
Amen.
I can't talk. I'm not willing to change his mind.
I never expect you to change his mind. I really don't understand people like that, quote unquote, people like that.
Well, I think it's like he has some sort of responsibility because my aunt who passed away a couple of years ago was like, they're really close, and she wasn't a Trump head because Trump decided to run, I think, after she died, but she was a huge Republican. Like, when I was growing up, she had a white van, like one of those Chevrolet white vans, or big ass white vans with like magnets all over it that she written on, like just like pro Bush stuff, like Gulf War. It's like
those people I see on the road where I see all the bumper stickers. I'm like, who the fuck would do that,
dude? And like, I'm crazy bumper stickers. Like, she was writing like the messages on the bumper stickers herself. Mm. She wasn't buying them; she was making it all over her car. And she was huge, and I feel like he feels like he has to vote for her because she's not here anymore.
Riddle me this: as a Cuban American, I've noticed the trend of a lot of Cubans being Republican in general and supporting Trump. Also, what is the connection there that I'm
Cubans? Like, when they came to America, they had like we have something special than that no other immigrants have. Is like, if you're from Cuba and you step on American soil, you're an American citizen.
Why is that?
It's a law that was instated after the Bay of Pigs.
Right.
So it's like an anti-communist law. So they feel like they're indebted to the United States for this great lifestyle.
I see. Because
so they're just Puerto pro. Ricans. They're just really like, they feel like we're Cuban Americans, like America. Yeah. Like, Cubans are really Republican.
I thought it had stuff to do with,
they love Ronald Reagan,
with Castro and all that.
Well, yeah, it's like anti-Castro stuff because they see like the socialist stuff, like what Bernie's like, oh, that's just what that happened in Cuba. That's right, like communism stuff. But it's like, it's not.
Yeah, it's not.
So
it's funny too, because I watched Scarface again over the weekend with with my lady, and great movie. But Al Pacino's Cuban accent is so over the top. Yeah.
The guy who plays his best friend,
Manny or whatever.
Yeah.
Is Manny.
Yeah. He's like a real Cuban guy. Like, like, he grew up in Miami. He was on like a show called Que Pasa USA, which was a sitcom that only aired in Miami. My mom loves that show. She has burned DVDs of it. I will say, I watched some of it with her growing up. I thought it was funny.
What is it?
It's just a sitcom about a Cuban family in Miami, just like Cuban shit.
Hey, that's cool.
So she,
what's his name? The astrologer, Hector, fucking Mucho Amor, the astrologer guy.
No, but I think my mom didn't know about him.
Yeah.
But I was like, whenever that Univision shit came on, I would just like tune out.
Oh, me too.
I'm like, you could not like make me interested.
Bro, I had a bunk bed and my sister would sleep on the bottom one sometimes, and she would just turn on Telemundo at 6 a.m. Turn the volume to 100. And just what show was it? I don't know if you know the name, but it was like these adults that dressed up as kids in school.
Yes, yes.
And it was just that blaring, and their Spanish was so like piercing to my ears. I'm like, turn that shit off.
That's a make a Mexicans. Like,
it's a Mexican show for sure. But then like after school every day or at the nail salon.
You know what I hated the most though? Was when that Univision would have just Central American news. It would just be like news about what's happening in Paraguay or Uruguay or Cuba. Or
people got to be connected. At least to be fair, it was the 90s. So like, we didn't have social media or like.
No, I'm talking about 2000s. I remember of
even
Univision,
then though we
yeah yeah yeah
you couldn't
I
access
get it.
The internet as easy today.
No, but it was just like you couldn't tell which country was what. They just like all looked
sure,
the same.
Yeah, sure.
Like this is Uruguay. Yeah. I was like, oh, that was Venezuela.
What I used to I would watch movies, like they would air movies like Ace Ventura, but in Spanish, and I would watch it and be like, I'm trying to understand what he's saying, but like it doesn't translate.
Yeah. I have a vague memory of like. My parents went out to eat. My grandma had to watch me, and this was like when she was first diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And like my mom left her instructions on how to change the TV channel because I didn't know, and she didn't. I was like, "Can you just put on Nickelodeon?" And it was stuck on Univision, and I was just like yelling at her, crying. Can you just please change the channel?
What
and she was
nightmare.
Like, "I know, no, go back to
Did you guys have a dial or like click? Like
no, it was just like a fucking remote. It was like remote control. Sure. I didn't know how to use it.
A dial, like it's 1960.
Yeah, man. When we had three channels.
Oh man. Where does Vice City take place? Miami, right?
A fictional city.
But is he Cuban?
I don't know. I think he's just playing.
What's his name? Tony something?
Tony Montana?
No.
Tony tripping. Tony Colorado?
It's I'm drawing a huge blank. I can't remember his name though. Fuck. Not Tony Vespucci, whatever. I give up.
Tony Fontana?
Tony Fontana. It's hot in your room, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm warm. As I said earlier, I think we weren't recording, but I'm would you say I'm halfway through Final Fantasy VII?
Yeah. You beat the famous house
boss. The house boss.
My favorite boss.
I'm 24 hours in.
I would say yeah, you're playing it pretty slow, I would say.
That's what Julian said. He's like, I thought you'd be way farther than that, but
you're playing it pretty slow.
You know
how
I play games.
I'd say you're about halfway through.
I'm loving it. It's great. Mm-hmm. I know I said it would, it's like in my game of the year, which it still is, but I haven't played Crash 4 yet, and that could probably take it. I haven't bought it yet, Crash 4, because I'm just waiting till I beat everything else on my plate and save a couple bucks. But God, I want Crash 4 so bad. I want it so bad.
Mm.
I've avoided all spoilers. I don't know anything. I just feel left out, but... I'm trying to get past the...
I do feel left out as well, but I feel like I'm avoiding the spoilers pretty well so far. And whenever I see Crash on my Twitter feed, I just scroll past it. Because I do really, really want to like play that. Because Jared's playing it on stream. And he was like, tune into my stream. I'm like,
I retweet Jared's streams for support, but I never watch them.
I can't watch him play that. Because I want to play. I want to experience. Because like he's been saying... Whenever I play a new level in Crash 4, it's like the, that's hot.
But
I'm like, oh shit, I want to play it. No, I want to play it on PS5, so I'm just going
to
wait.
Oh, that's a good point. To be fair, like, I'm not planning on getting the PS5, but like you said, once it's out and if I have the money and I see it, I might pick it up.
If you see it.
If I see it. With my luck, I'll see it. I'll see it.
No one's going
to
see it.
Don't underestimate me.
You're gonna have to go to Best Buy.
Not the launch day. I'm talking about like a week or a few weeks.
You're
or
not
a month.
Gonna find it.
I bet you I will.
Oh my God. If you find it, I'll buy your first game.
Fair.
Okay. If you find it and if you go to Best Buy and you're just walking and you see it in the case or whatever, okay. I'll buy your whatever.
You don't know
first
me,
game
man.
Wants.
You don't know. Well, you should know me by now.
That's you're some... not going to find it. You're okay, going to have to wake up early, go to Best Buy, stand in line, take a coupon, and wait for them to release
it. Admit it. You've known me long enough. Is that something that would happen for me?
Sure.
Considering this deal.
But they're not
going to
put PS5s out in those, and you're just not going to walk by and find
it. Well, I don't mean like I'm going to walk by and see. I mean like if I go somewhere and I go like, do you guys have any PS5s? And they go, yeah, I'm going to scoop it. It'll be out there.
You're going to have to wait in line.
You'll see.
Telling you, man, these like PS5 and Xbox Series X. I think Xbox Series X will be fine.
Yeah, that'll be
like
out
that.
There. Apparently, it's out in the wild now.
Oh, well, some people are like they're just leaking, which is just
so bad.
So bad.
Sure, I'll hit this weed. speaking of PS5 and Xbox Series X, are you going to play Avengers on your PS5?
No.
That was quick.
Yeah, sorry.
I actually, this sounds fucked up, but I'm glad that game is flopping.
Me too.
Fuck that game, dude. Fuck Avengers.
Fuck that game. Fuck Avengers. Fuck that shitty, like,
It's the business model.
We were excited because like when this game has been like there was it was just like when they first announced it, it was like, oh cool, an Avengers game. It sounds like a cool idea, but just execution like, just poor.
We didn't know who are we gonna play as? Like, oh, we're playing as all the Avengers?
Yeah.
Are we swapping them in and out? Like, oh, it's multiplayer, it's online, it's free to play? Oh no, it's $60? Okay. And then the game has only been out, I think, for a month.
Probably that.
Maybe a month and a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently the player base has like just significantly dropped. And
Greg
like,
Miller can't play it for everybody. Dude, he loves that game.
He loves it. I think he...
He just likes it because I get to be a superhero. And
Greg just fucks with superheroes, yeah. But he also, I don't know. He also didn't like, he's a weird taste, man. I don't know. He's got bizarre taste.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like the force of trying to be loot grind.
There's no effort put into it. It's Jimquisition. Shout out Jim Sterling. Jimquisition has a character. He's like a villain, a video game villain. I think his bits are lame and not funny, but he's very insightful.
Oh man, he's been a part of the industry for a while.
I recommend people check his video out, but he's got a video on the Avengers, and just like King K on the Super Mario All-Stars 3D video, they do such a great job of like providing a different perspective for gamers that just like suck the video game industry's dick. And I'm starting to become one of those people where like I'll always play games and I'll always support games, but I can't support businesses that like, I don't know, they just expect gamers to just drop to their knees and fork over all this money for mediocre ass shit.
Or just like they take their position for granted when it comes to certain games. Like Greg loves Avengers because guess what? He didn't pay $60 for it.
Sure.
He got it for free.
Sure.
He likes it because they probably gave him all the season passes for free.
And influencers and YouTubers, they acknowledge that they get games for free.
Oh, yeah. Every video you see, there's like, oh, thanks for providing the copy.
But that's all they have to do.
Yeah.
So it's like you don't actually understand what it's like to be a person like us who has to work jobs and like,
yeah.
Or, you know, maybe they did at a certain point, but it's easy to get detached from that reality after doing it for 5-6 years.
Yeah, I mean,
whatever.
Like, I don't know. I've talked about him before. ACG. Carrick. He reviews games on YouTube. And, like, he gets some of his games for free. And whenever he does that, he gives a free copy of the... He buys a copy of the game and then gives it to one of his Patreons.
Right. But,
subscribers.
And look at our boy Colin Moriarty.
Well, the reason why he doesn't get games is, like, because he's blackballed in the industry.
Yeah, but it's...
But here's the thing. I love that he doesn't.
It's exactly. Yeah. It's inspiring to me seeing Colin, like... They blackball him for no reason, really. I think they snowballed all these negative things that people say about him.
Mm-hmm.
But when games come out, he buys them. He plays them.
He's buying 3 PS5s. No one's going to give him a PS5 for free, which I don't think many people are going to get PS5s for free. I don't think anybody really.
If Greg and Kinda Funny and those guys, if they get everything for free and they didn't get the PS5 yet.
I'd be shocked if they get a PS5 for free. I'd be shocked, really.
I don't think so. Although those Japanese influencers that have PS5s,
well, they did not get those. Those were they had to go to a special studio in Japan. They couldn't go to the menu. They couldn't do certain things. They had to play. Sony was like watching them the whole time.
The PS5 teardown video where we got to see that
was cool.
That was an awesome video. I recommend it to everybody. It's one
on
of the
PlayStation's YouTube channel.
One of the engineers for PlayStation was breaking it apart the PS5, and we got to see the motherboard and the RAM and the heat sink
the
liquid cooling.
The coolest feature of the whole thing is when you pop off the covers of your one of the side panels, the main one, there's two holes. And in those two holes, those are dust catchers. So if you wanted to just get your vacuum cleaner and just put it on that hole and suck all the dust out, you can do it now. You can't do it with any other system without damaging the heat sink. So it's a great way to where you don't have to, like, with the PS4, you had to scrub get a Q-tip and clean the fans and shit like that. This one is just, like, putting over the two holes, sucks all the dust out,
right,
which is just awesome. I really, like, that is going to save so many people so much money if they just continue. If you live in a dusty area or house with animals or stuff, it's going to save you a bunch of time and effort.
No, for sure. It's cool seeing the PS5, like, I have to admit, it's not beautiful. I think it is kind of ugly, the console. I've come to the verdict that I don't like it.
I like it.
I like it.
But I like the engineering design of like, it's big for a reason. And it's got center, a huge yeah. fan. It's got a huge fan. It's got
huge
this
sink, huge, like the biggest heat sink is insanely big.
They essentially like went extremely out of their way to not have an Xbox 360 Red Ring of Death situation with this yeah. console.
Or a PS4 Pro fan noise yeah. problem. Like it's the biggest problem. Like they went for just like, we're making this big piece of hardware, and it's like, if it's going to be so big, might as well let it stand out and be the centerpiece of your entertainment system. So I actually like the design of the slit of the digital edition so much.
I like the digital one because it doesn't have that protruding yeah, disc
the
thing.
Digital version to me looks clean as fuck. So
I think the redesign though is gonna be like perfect. It's gonna be perfect.
Now, do you think they're gonna sell the plastic covers that you can, because like, they remember that like PS4 came with the same shit.
They did it for a little bit with PS4.
No one cared about it.
They'll definitely release black PS5s. That'll definitely happen.
Well, just release the black face covers then. I think you could do a black PS5 too, but I think if they said, okay, we're doing the black PS5 and then for $50 you can get the two plastic
side panels.
Here's
another thing. With Xbox last generation, they were on the fucking ball with the controller mm-hmm. warehouse thing where you can make your own controller and engrave it.
Microsoft Color ID or whatever.
Right, all that shit. You could
But apparently that service is down right now, and it's coming back next year.
Sure. All that, but PlayStation has never had any like first party controllers that we could customize through mm-hmm. them. We always had to buy fucking third party controllers from Walmart or whatever, mm-hmm. and I don't see them doing that for PS5. At all.
I don't see that either. So, I just don't think like there's a lot of money in that. It maybe for like the top, maybe like 5% of the consumer base,
people like us would buy it.
I wouldn't.
Well, I'm referencing controller customizations and the faceplates too, because
I would buy some custom faceplates. Don't get me wrong, but I would never make a custom controller that would cost $100 just so it's mine. Like I don't care.
Even if it's a Because when you could go and customize your like Xbox Elite for a certain matte texture or a certain color, like I like that. I think it's cool, but
to me it's just like it's so much more expensive. I would just rather spend that money on a video game or something.
Sure, well that's for you personally. Yeah. I guess I'm talking about. You asked me if PlayStation would do that. I don't think they would.
I don't think they would do that because
they haven't done it before.
No, but I think the face coverings for the consoles, if they could just, I think they'll probably release like the black. I can see them just releasing like black.
Or black ones. Or like gray.
Black or
like
gray. A nice gray. I think if I'm Sony, I would release like three colors and see how they do. And if they don't sell, then I just don't do it anymore.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, they already have the faceplates in white. Just fucking paint them something else.
Yeah. I mean, just black is probably the cheapest color you could.
Well, I know. Fans and creators are probably going to paint all kinds of crazy shit on there.
Yeah, they're going to go buck wild. I can't wait to see the custom consoles like the God of War edition or some shit like that.
I don't know, man. I haven't liked a custom or a special edition PS4 in so long.
The Spider-Man one was good.
It's good, but it's so red. It's so red that it's kind of obnoxious.
Yeah. I
like the planes. You know what? I wish it was a matte red and had a smaller white spider on it. But it's so bright red and so glossy.
The 500 million PS4 Pro.
That one's perfect.
The blue with like the cold. Yeah, and that one was really nice. The PS4 Slim, that was the Days of Play, which is blue. And it had that one was okay.
I liked, of the original PS4 run, like the Destiny Glacier White one that I had. I fucked with that one a lot. It had a little bit of design on it with the Destiny map, but it wasn't like, it wasn't as ugly as like the Metal Gear Solid 5 one.
Which was what?
It had I'm pretty sure it had it was red and it had Snake's hand on it.
Remember this one?
The Darth Vader.
The Battlefront edition.
Oh, that one's not terrible.
That one's not bad.
But it's just Darth Vader's head pacing on a PS4.
Yeah.
So it's not.
I remember liking the controller a lot for this one.
No.
It
had that red and black rebellion thing. The Final Fantasy.
The Kingdom Hearts 3 PS4 Pro is cool.
Oh, The Last of Us 2 one's all right.
I like that because like, it's engraved. It's not like a. It's not a. It's an image. Yeah. It's like engraved. I like that a lot. I love the PS4 20th anniversary
PlayStation 4 is the best. That's the best one to me.
That's the best one.
Number
easily,
one.
Easily.
How much is that on eBay? Look that up right now.
Oh my God. You can get it for $1,250 on Amazon.
If I was like fucking stinking rich, I would buy
it. For sure, dude. I would have it in a cool glass like Cheerio
thing.
It's
so beautiful.
Awesome.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Metal Gear Solid 5 one is like a dark red with a gold.
I like
that
one's
nice.
That
it's very nice. I was
it's
wrong.
It's very simple.
I'm thinking there's a version of it with Snake's hand on it or something.
That was just the special edition for Metal Gear Solid 5 was just Snake's red hand.
Oh, speaking of special editions, what happened to your Fallout Pip-Boy?
It's in my closet.
Aw, I miss him when he was by your little desk.
The God of War one was awful.
Like it. Ugly.
Terrible.
Ugly.
Ugly. Ugly, ugly, ugly.
Taken King's nice. The gold PS4.
It's really nice. The Noctis and Pals Final Fantasy 15 version was probably the one I would.
What are you on? What are you looking at? What website is this?
This is AndroidCentral.com.
And it just has all the special edition PS4s.
Oh, the Call of Duty Black Ops 3 one is awful.
Awful, awful.
Terrible.
It just has three big ass red bars on it.
Ugh.
Go back up a little bit.
Remember the
Nathan Drake one? That one's all right. That one's all right. The Batman Arkham Knight one. Come on.
I think it's okay.
It's simple.
It's
simple.
Very simple. I love the controller. Controller is tight as hell. But I do like this one. Do you remember the Dragon Quest one that came
with
the
slime?
With
the slime on it?
Yeah,
that was dope.
You put in the USB port? That was cool.
That was dope.
I think the worst one is easily Call of Duty World War II Camouflage Edition.
Camo.
Terrible. Ugh.
Awful.
That is the worst one. I would not want to have that. But as far as all the popular ones, there are some secret ones like the Monster Hunter World one, which was only released
in
Japan.
It's kind of hard to hear you talking
about the Monster Hunter World one that was only sold in Japan is really cool. PS4 Pro.
I don't like the black and red Star Wars Rebellion one.
Oh, that one's terrible.
That one's ugly.
Inferno Squad. Oof.
Inferno Squad, yeah. Sorry if any listener out there has any of the ones we just talked shit about.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people have I know someone who has this one, the Battlefront one,
the Darth Vader one,
the Darth Vader one. I know somebody who has that.
My cousin-in-law Chris has that Rebellion Star Wars one.
Oof.
Yeah, not good. Sorry, bud.
Sorry, bud. That one is bad. I know somebody with this one, right? We know somebody with this one, don't we?
Greg Miller
does that.
The Spider-Man one.
I know somebody who took a picture with this and posted it on Twitter.
See, look at it. It's nice. It's pretty. It's just too red to be on your entertainment stand with a big ass white spider on it.
Let me see if there's photos.
I just wish the red was a little bit darker and the spider was a little bit smaller.
It's too glossy. It's really glossy.
It's obnoxious. It's cool though. It is cool.
Yeah. I'd put it on like a B tier.
Sure. It could be an A.
I love the controller though.
Look, if it was the Metal Gear Solid 5 dark red with that gold trim with the Spider-Man
logo.
Like
an Iron Spider thing.
That'd be fucking dope. Give me a Miles Morales purple, pink, and blue PS5.
No.
It's all black.
Okay.
The spider is outlined in white and blue like trim. And it's got like those like purplish, pinkish, like neon like lights on the front. And that's it.
Mm.
It's got that little electric effect that Miles gets. Come on, bro. Dude, speaking of Miles again, to circle back to Spider-Man, the fact that he like can turn invisible and has electricity in this game is going to be fucking awesome.
Do you like?
Oh my God. Eric just pulled up the Xbox One Cyberpunk 2077 Special Edition console. Hideous.
Awful. I can't even tell
Hideous.
What it is. I cannot tell what that is.
If you're listening to this, look it up for reference. It is so ugly.
So ugly. The controller's cool.
It's
controller's
okay.
Really cool.
I think the controller's okay.
It's cool. But man, this console is such a mess.
It looks like
a Borderlands 3 console.
Borderlands 3 or like the NES, how you flip the top loader up and put a cartridge in. It looks like that.
Terrible.
Because it has those little lines. Ugh, ugly.
Terrible.
Cyberpunk 2077, though. Very excited.
Oh, yeah. Very
excited.
Exciting.
Very excited.
I think this is official. That's for Gears of War 5.
I don't like it. Nah.
No.
Gears of War 5 had a... Describing for the listeners, it's white and has a black Gears of War ghostly logo on it, I guess.
Yeah, there weren't that many custom. I think, it didn't, but how about this one? This is Gears of War 4, Xbox Series X.
I like it. It's red and has the green, the red crimson Gears of War symbol on it. I like it if I was like 15.
Yeah, I can see this. I can see this in the kids' room with Mountain Dew hanging around.
Yeah, I don't want that now. Maybe that's why I think a lot of those special edition ones are ugly. Like, as I got older,
yeah,
I was like,
I like this more simpler ones.
Simple.
I don't think they didn't really do that many Xbox One's custom editions like the different. Well, it wasn't selling that well, so they didn't really.
Do you like the Xbox One X design over the new Series X?
No, I think this one's way better. This is the Xbox One X.
Yeah, me too.
So much more simple. I don't know. I like it's. It just looks nice, small, compact. My brother has one. I look at it, I'm like, that's a nice.
It's
little
a nice
system.
Little box, right?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, the next generation of consoles are going to be an eyesore.
I like this the Xbox Series S
with a big circle speaker.
Actually,
on it.
No, never mind.
I don't like that.
Yeah,
and the Series S or the Series X is just a big square.
Yeah, big square.
It reminds me of like a fat GameCube.
Mm-hmm.
GameCube.
You put here that China is censoring Genshin Impact.
Have
words.
You heard of this?
I have heard of this. I haven't seen it because I don't play with anybody.
Right. What's your opinion on it, though?
Hold on, for those
listening that don't know, just to real quick. Genshin Impact is that free game that Eric and Chris Colbaris and Lawrence Charles Brown have been playing. It's a free Chinese game. It's Breath of the Wild-esque. It's got some RPG elements. It's free to play. They are apparently censoring words in the game relating to
Hong Kong,
People's Taiwan, Revolution, the protests. There's another word. Oh, Tibet. You can't
Tibet.
Use
you can't
Tibet,
say Tibet
any there.
Free to, you can't say free Tibet.
Free Tibet, yeah. And it's just one of those things for me. I wanted to ask Eric's opinion on it because, like, I've been getting all conspiratorial about, like, China slowly invading, like, America and our culture, and like who knows where this can go in 5 years, because they already affect Hollywood and the NBA, and now with a game as big and as free and as popular as Genshin Impact,
yeah, making tons of it made
even
all
you
back.
You put money into this free to play game.
I put some money into
so
it.
In a sense, like, not that you're contributing to the pressure.
Well, here's
of these
the thing,
people, but
the
it's just
here's
scary.
Where I don't have a problem with it from the developer side, because they're just making the game.
They're just making the game.
They don't really have a say in banning these words. It's the Chinese government.
It's the government.
So I don't. For Miho Yoho, I think they would. They don't really care. I would imagine that they would. They don't really care if people say those words. But then the argument is, oh, the Chinese government is influencing, or just you can't influence. I don't know. I think it's just like a.
I'm just saying the weird, like, slippery slope of China kind of pulling strings
but,
for
like,
us.
We've been doing that forever. What China is doing to us is what we've done forever. So I don't think it's that, and I don't even think it's that serious, because I think most people can read between the lines or just know, like. I don't know. This whole thing where I honestly have no opinion on it. I don't think it's that bad, and I don't think it's that great.
I guess it's like with Overwatch. A year or two ago, mm-hmm. there were players that were using Mei, the ice character.
Yes.
They were using her to signify
she was a symbol of the people's movement or whatever.
Right, and Blizzard got into a lot of shit because China was like, hey, you know, your fan base is, you know, trying to stop us from oppressing people. And Blizzard, I don't know if they like caved on or cracked on those players. I think a pro Overwatch player quit, though.
I mean, somebody got banned, like he won a tournament for StarCraft or something, went on a streaming show,
said, like, Free Hong Kong,
like a after show of the game, and then he got banned for saying that, lost all the money he was going to make, banned from the tournaments and stuff. That's fucked up. I think that's where I draw the line.
But here's the thing. Here, let me riddle you this. What happens when LeBron says Black Lives Matter on TV here in America, and then our government silences him? Imagine what that would be like here.
Yeah, I mean, it would be a big deal. Well, I mean, like,
so it's just easy for us to be like, whatever, because it's China. But it's more so scary to, I guess, what our country is about. And eventually it's going to affect us, like you and me, on a personal, eventually, as time goes on, 10 years, whatever.
I mean, if the market dictates it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't think.
Imagine a world in 10 years where Hollywood is now in China. All movies are made there.
That'd be a bitch to work in China. No one would work there.
Hey, man.
You can't make
it, John Cena. John Cena knows full Mandarin.
Oh, he does. He has the hot Don't sauce. He loves. He loves that hot sauce.
I thought you were gonna say that other thing.
Wei Shang Jian.
Yeah. So I mean, like, I don't know. It's just weird, man. It's
yeah. I don't really.
I was shocked to hear that though, because it was something I didn't pay too much attention to, and I heard that, and I'm like, huh.
I don't think those words should be censored, and I don't understand why. Well, the Chinese government is very restrictive.
When we had the George Floyd protests here in America, mm-hmm. didn't those protests happen in other countries too?
They did,
specifically for George Floyd.
Yeah.
Imagine another imagine over there the government's like, hey guys, don't talk about, you know, black issues over here. Like that's an American problem or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I guess those problems, but those problems, it's so hard to, like, this conversation is so difficult because there's so many moving pieces.
I'm not looking for an answer. I just don't know.
I really just don't know.
The weird gray area that we're creeping into as a society, I guess.
China has been influencing us for a very long time. We've been making stuff for China. Remember the wall of the fucking Great Wall movie with Matt Damon?
Mm-hmm.
Strange movie.
I actually forgot about that movie.
Yeah, I mean, the fucking Geostorm. I'm pretty sure they didn't make that for us.
Dude, all the Transformers movies, have China stuff in it. The Top Gun Maverick had a whole China thing.
Pacific Rim,
Star Wars. Remember, dude, a perfect example to go full circle. Star Wars episode fucking whatever the last one was.
Nine.
No, it was, I'm sorry, it was Last Jedi. Eight. Mm-hmm. Episode
with
eight.
Rose.
They had the poster with
Finn.
Finn, and they made him tiny because the audience over there doesn't react well to black leads or whatever.
Well, black people don't live in China. I mean, I
get it, but I'm saying they're like, I don't know. It's just weird, bro.
Yeah.
What if we did that for
I don't know, but you can't condemn the people for being racist when they don't have access, when they're starting to.
I'm not condemning them for being racist. I'm condemning them for influencing our media.
Well, I don't think we made the post. Did he make it? Wasn't small on the Western posters.
He was big, and Finn is big on the episode 8 posters in America, but he's tiny on the China ones.
Yeah, I mean,
so they purposely went in and made John Boyega small.
Yeah,
how do you think that's fucked up, man? Come on, bro. Like,
it is fucked up
outside of race. It's just like, what the hell are you doing? This is our movie. We wanted him to be this character. It's, you know,
yeah, but that's just the marketing, because the movie's not still the movie.
Well, there's an argument to be made that they
edited some of his.
No, they introduce Finn to us as a black potential Jedi stormtrooper with this mystique, and as the movies progress, he gets more whimsical, and then he gets kind of thrown to the back of the.
I just think that's the studios. I don't think they think that the most audiences are ready. Like, they don't think. It's honestly, it's dumb, but I think at the time they didn't think that a black Jedi would go over well with American audiences.
Right, that's what they thought. But it's crazy to say, like, at the time, which was 2015, that's 5 years ago.
Yeah,
and it's an American thing that we've always had race relations like that here, but in China, I mean, I'm sure they have race relations too. But as far as I know, they're not racist like a Southerner in America is racist.
No, they hate foreign people.
Right, but it's not about you're black.
No,
or whatever.
It's that you're from somewhere else.
Also, they did the same thing with Danai Gurira on Black Panther in the Avengers Infinity War posters. They didn't have her name, and they made her small on there.
Mm.
So it's just weird, bro.
It's a weird topic because
we're getting Miles Morales. Like, cool, but like, why is his game a small spinoff or a small, like? That nigga could have his own game and be.
Who's
just
to say
as
he wouldn't? Who's to say that Spider-Man 3 isn't his game? Ooh. I think you're assuming that he was not.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. Oh shit! Now, but Peter Parker, they changed the face and everything.
Who's to say that they're not both the stars of the next game?
Ooh, on the cover, black and white.
Black and white. Ronald Oreo cookies.
Would be proud. I mean, shit, that'd be cool if they. Yeah.
I think people jumping to the. I think jumping to that conclusion. It's too early to jump to that conclusion because we don't know.
Honestly, now that we're putting it out there, it doesn't even sound right to me to have Peter Parker on the cover for the first game, introduce Miles. Now we get this build up to a huge spinoff with Miles, and then for the third one to go back to Peter Parker. Yeah. He's going to be on there.
Yeah, he's going to be in the game.
He's going to be on the cover.
Yeah, I would say that both of them are going to be playable.
That's fucking awesome. Yeah. And they better not make him small.
Now we're getting
better
close.
Better not make him small.
Because
How? Because like the two box arts are just this. I think they look the same.
It should
right?
just be both of them swinging.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be like Peter in the front and then Miles in the fucking back swinging. Like, fuck that, no, dude. They got to keep the hip hop influence in there. Keep the neon lights and all the cool fucking hip hop shit.
Have you seen the Into the Spider-Verse skin for Miles Morales?
I have not. In the game?
In the game?
No.
There's a skin where he's wearing the hoodie and the backpack, ooh, but in Spider-Man suit. But the Nike shoes are like off. Like, they're just like they can't have the Nike shoes, right, so they just look like the generic red shoe with
I
no.
Think, I think his shoes are the Jordans, like
they're Jordan Air Force ones there, yeah,
the first Jordans, yeah. Yeah. But
it's like red. They just look. Like
I'm not
those
mad.
Shoes.
I'm not mad at that.
No. But yeah. I just people were like pointing out, man, my boy got these like corny ass Costco shoes.
To be fair, at the state of play, the most recent state of play by mm-hmm. Sony. When Miles came out of his house in the snow and the camera's panning down, you see like these Puerto Rican flags in Brooklyn, and then he comes out in his coat and everyone's like, he got the Tims on because he had some generic Tims on. That's awesome.
Yeah. I wish Sony, they could get like a Nike sponsorship or something.
That'd be dope.
I mean, I'm not sure why Nike wouldn't want to do that. I think it's just they would have to pay money to get that. And I don't think they want to.
If Sony had Microsoft money, they could do it.
Yeah.
But over the course of the last 6 months, it's been very apparent to me that Microsoft's money is like...
Oh, well, they have their hands in everything.
I just never really thought about it. Like, in my mind, it's Xbox and PlayStation. But when you remember Sony as a company and
Sony,
Microsoft...
What is Sony? Sony is just like TVs, speakers,
Bluetooth stuff. They created Bluetooth.
Yeah, Bluetooth. Blu-rays. They get money off of Blu-rays.
And then PlayStation. Which is their arguable. I think PlayStation is their biggest.
And they have Sony Pictures, movies.
The movies, too.
Movies, which
they have a lot of money.
They don't make that much money.
But Microsoft fucking.
People use Microsoft stuff every day.
Dude, Microsoft is Microsoft. But we also got what? They bought
Windows.
They bought. Amazon bought Twitch, right?
Yeah. But Microsoft has Zoom.
They had Skype too.
No, they have Teams. Well, they have like their own thing. They have Teams, but they did buy Skype.
They had Skype.
Yeah.
I mean, Bill Gates, you know.
He doesn't run the show anymore, but
no, but his money is invested in that in the company.
I would I probably less, but he's not a board member or anything.
But he created it.
Yeah, I mean, sure. I mean, he probably but I don't think he has any.
I'm just saying his name for reference, yes. As far as like who do we have at Sony that we could compare to Bill Gates?
Kazurai, but he left.
And he's not that rich.
No.
He's not that rich.
He's probably rich for his status though.
So. Yeah. I was thinking the other day, I saw that Midsommar Nyjah Houston was watching Midsommar on his Instagram story. And it reminded me of our experience watching Midsommar mm-hmm. on shrooms or whatever the fuck we were on.
We're on brownies.
And how we were tripping, just like
it was a weird because
it was a strange experience.
Yeah, because the movie threw us for a loop in the beginning with that all depressing intro.
As soon as the
because like we had no idea. We had, like we didn't, what is happening? Oh, like oh my god, it's so
horrible. As soon as it happened, and then she starts tripping, and then it gets
because like it felt like you're going through the trip with her, and it was just awful. Because
right,
I was
right,
like,
right.
Oh, this sucks.
So I was reminiscing about that, and then I thought to myself like, damn, I want to know. I would love to know like how we felt when we left the theater, and then I remembered. We did a fucking podcast after.
Did we?
It's called Midsommar Tings. Because we're talking about Midsummer and Stranger Things season 3.
Oh, nice.
And I thought that was pretty cool that we could like go back to that and hear our experience of what that was like.
That's crazy. Yeah. I totally forgot.
Yeah. I forget that the podcast exists. I mean, when we do shit, we always say like, oh, it'll be fun to go back and listen to this, but we never do.
Now we can.
Now I'm going to. I'm going to.
Midsummer Things, huh?
No, Midsummer Tings.
Midsummer Tings.
I think because we're all also making fun of Drake when he says Tings.
Also, the Stranger Tings.
Stranger Tings. Also, to be fair, growing up, my favorite Jamaican soda was called Ting.
Mm.
It's like a lemon lime drink. It's very good.
I love jerk.
Hey, man. Shout out to Jamaican food.
Shout out Jamaican food.
I've eaten more Jamaican and island food in my life than I have any Hispanic food.
I believe it.
So when niggas come up to me talking about mofongo, I'm like, get that shit out of here. I don't want that shit.
Give me my fucking pork feet.
Give me
some jerk
oxtail,
sauce.
Oxtail, curry goat, beef patties, all that shit.
Give me that goat.
Also, nobody makes me cringe harder than a white person doing a Jamaican accent. Like Chet Hanks.
You can't respect Chet Hanks for loving the culture.
No! It's so bad. Apparently, he's got Caribbean family, I think.
What?
I don't know if that's true, but.
What if, like, Chet Hanks moved to Jamaica, bought a huge piece of land, and was like, yeah, I'm living here, and he's gonna...
I mean, like, I'm not actually mad because I know it's coming from a good place. You're just annoyed. It just sounds bad.
Yeah.
That's why I don't do it, because I sound bad, but, like, I know when it sounds good. I can hear
it. Chet Hanks is not good.
Yeah, yeah. It's, I mean, honestly, I'd compare it to any other person that's not black trying to do a black person's voice.
Mm.
It's very similar to that vibe, but, Also in Miles Morales, isn't his mom Puerto Rican or something? Yeah.
She's running for mayor.
Hey. I hope she shows up in the Spider-Man sequel and she gets a whole plot line.
I think she'll have her whole plot line Miles Morales.
Oh, in the game. Also, Spider-Man talk again. So they changed the face for Peter Parker, right? In the Spider-Man PS5 up-res.
Mm-hmm.
Did they do that for him in Avengers, in the Avengers game?
I don't, man.
Like, because they would have to.
Well, we'll see, I guess, because I don't know.
Because Sony has the exclusive rights for Spider-Man in that Avengers game.
Will he even take his mask off?
He's got to at least once. Because he's going to be meeting Captain America. And
he talks with a mask.
Yeah, but he's going to meet the Avengers. So, like, they all don't wear masks. So he'll have to, like, interact with them.
It'd be cool if he just kept the mask on. Like, we don't know what we're doing.
He shows up out of nowhere and meets Captain America and keeps his mask on.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking awkward. Iron Man would do that. He would keep his mask on. But, I don't know. The face thing is weird. I don't like it.
Will even a fucking, what's his name? Yuri Lowenthal voice him in Avengers? Did they even...
I think it's the same voice. They just changed the facial capture.
No, but for Avengers, are they...
Oh, no. I think that's why they changed the face. So they don't have to pay Yuri Lowenthal.
No, but is the Yuri Lowenthal voicing him in Avengers?
I think that the reason why they up-resed his face for the PS5 version is to put that version of him in the Avengers on PS5 or whatever... and not have to pay Yuri Lowenthal for his voice. They're going to pay the other guy less. It's all about money. So,
but Yuri is still voicing Spider-Man.
In what game?
In Spider-Man, whatever next Spider-Man thing that they're doing, he's still going to voice him.
Is he?
Yeah, and they already said that he was.
Okay. Well, then, I don't know then. Possibly.
Hmm.
Also, it's like the Insomniac Spider-Man game and the Square Enix Avengers games, even though they're both Marvel characters, they feel so different.
Well, they don't take place in the same universe.
Well, no, they do now. Because, you're going to love this. In photos for the up-res version of Spider-Man on PS5, Peter Parker has a Avengers facility cup. They animated it.
AIM cup, yeah.
Whatever the fuck it is. And that's the connection there. He's looking it up. Eric is looking up this info.
Same universe?
The 21 Jump Street cinematic universe?
See, there's no reason.
Marvel's Avengers
not connecting to Spider-Man is a huge deal. Fans all thought that the Marvel was creating a shared universe, but that isn't the case after the success of Spider-Man PS4. That was June 29th, 2020.
Well, that's where it's confusing. So it's like, I don't think they should mix them, but... with them putting the Avengers cup in the Spider-Man reboot, it's like, what are they trying to do?
Just a reference?
Just a little smile, a little wink and a nod, a little reference there?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I guess we'll see. To be fair,
keep that Avengers bullshit out of my Spider-Man game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want any of this Avengers bullshit fucking up Spider-Man's. Spider-Man's games are perfect.
I don't think Sony's gonna let's just... let's do the same recipe, but just like change up, just to spice it up a little bit, but we're not doing...
That's all you have to do.
No one's asking.
There better not be any free-to-play shit in Spider-Man 2. There better not be any microtransactions in Spider-Man 2. There better not be any... Oh, you and five friends can play as Miles and Peter and the fucking Doctor Strange and all this random-ass shit. They better not do that.
No, they won't.
I mean, Avengers is doing it.
Yeah, but I think Insomniac is just focusing on making a single player experience.
That's what I'm saying. They better not merge these Univisions. Oh shit, dude. Vision and Wanda are getting the Univision show. Is it called Univision?
It's called WandaVision.
Oh. I'd say that's a missed opportunity to call it Univision, right?
I mean, then you just run into a lot of trademark deals there.
Oh man. Univision. Do you listen to any music? Do you listen to music at all ever? That's not anime music.
Mm.
You listen to real music.
I mean, that is real music. So
that was a beta question. But
no, I haven't listened to any Western music in a long time. But I have been keeping up with the Japanese music, which has been really good.
Anything to report?
This band called Ali is they just did a new ending. Their new song is a new ending to a new anime called Jujutsu Kaisen or whatever. And it's really awesome. Check it out. Ali, L-A-L-A-L-I. Type in band, you'll find them.
Like Muhammad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Muhammad and, Ali. Millennium Parade released this new digital short called Philip. It's about a dog. It's really good.
Who?
Good song. Millennium Parade. Their Japanese group.
I thought you were going to say Melania Trump.
Melania Trump. She's actually trying to be James Bond.
Can you do a Melania Trump impression?
Hello, it's me, Melania Trump.
I think it's more like this.
I think Christmas sucks.
Mr. Trump and I are going to trick or treat.
Trump and I like to eat pizza.
Do you know if trick or treat is canceled this year?
I think it's a state by city thing. Hmm. I'm pretty sure we'll get trick or treaters here. We get them every year.
Are you going to dress up and go out there?
No.
And sit on a chair and have them sit on your lap? Whip. Jesus.
Here's a little candy bar and a raisin for you.
I don't even know what I'm going to do. Apparently, Colton said don't go to Halloween Horror Nights. He said save your money.
Hollow Scream, he said?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Bush Gardens.
Why?
I didn't ask him why. He just told me to save my money. Fuck. And I said, I'm broke anyways, so don't worry about it.
Damn, I would love to know why.
It's either Colorado, PS5, or Halloween Hollow Scream, whatever the fuck. Or Lowry Park Zoo Boo.
Lowry Park Zoo Boo? What is that?
Zoo Boo.
What is that?
It's like people always compare Hollow Scream and Halloween Horror Nights, but they don't ever talk about Zoo Boo.
What is Zoo Boo?
It's a zoo. It's a fucking zoo that has a Halloween thing. Like, kind of like...
Where? Gardens.
In Tampa.
Oh, how would I know? I don't live there.
I thought it was well known.
No!
Well, I know Garrett and Jamie, they drove down to Lowry Park Zoo like a couple of years ago on a date.
Okay. I'm not Garrett or Jamie. So.
They didn't tell you about it?
No. No, but they tell you everything. They don't tell me nothing. Well, I don't ask Garrett about his love life.
It's about... it's pretty
I,
much...
I can imagine it's a zoo with some haunted houses around it.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah. But when I was a kid, I thought it was like elephants dressed up as ghosts.
That's cute, though. I wish that was awesome. Yeah.
No, it's not that at all.
They would be terrified.
The animals are there, though.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
But, it'd be cool if they just like we let a tiger out and it's just gonna
walk around. A real tiger?
Yeah, you just watch out.
Yeah, I do want to go to Busch Gardens with you at some point though, because you've never been.
Oh, dude, whenever I'm down, whenever, man.
Let's go next Tuesday.
Let's go. We could do that. We would be so tired.
I'd be exhausted.
We would be so tired.
But it's fun though.
I want to go so bad.
We could always go another day. It's only like an hour, 45-minute drive from here.
Yeah. I want to go. We should.
And it's affordable. Yeah,
it is affordable.
And those fucking roller coasters, bro. Kumba, Gwazi,
Monty, I've never rode them. I've heard the name. I'm not riding Secret.
Scorpion. You gotta ride Secret. No. Oh, they ride the shit.
No.
Oh, you're a fucking pussy, dude.
Can't do it.
It's not that scary.
I don't like
it. Wait a minute. Have you ridden the Rip Ride asshole at Universal?
Yeah.
It's the same shit.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. When you're going straight up on the
but that's
rocket,
like going straight up, and then it's a 50-degree drop. It's like isn't it like a 180-degree drop?
Yeah, it's straight down.
Yeah, that's not like Rip Ride Rocket.
But I'm saying you're on a roller coaster.
It's too much
going
for me.
180.
It's too much. It's too much
degrees both directions.
It's too much.
And that drop going down is for like a second.
It's too. Of course, it's like a second.
It
you're
hangs
going
forward. It drops and then immediately curves. Like you hang and then it drops and then curves.
See, that's like a day game, like a gay game day decision for me.
A gay day. It's a gay day for you.
It's a gay day decision for
me. My mom called my Spyro Halloween costume gay.
To your face?
No, over text.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you not see it?
No.
Yeah,
I don't think you sent the text, you just sent the picture.
I sent my mom a picture of us in 2000 dressed as a cheerleader. My sister was a cheerleader and I was Spyro and she was some creepy old man. And then she said, I miss us. Who the heck were you supposed to be? She said, who the heck were you supposed to be? I said, you're so out of touch. I'm Spyro the Dragon. And she goes, that was 20 years ago. I definitely don't know now. And I sent her a picture of Spyro looking all cute. And then she goes, who is he? Pee-pee boy? Still don't know who he is, but he looks gay.
Damn. Spyro community, ignite.
I was like, engage. You bought that costume
me. All lights are targeted attack.
It's genuinely funny because I always say to my mom, you don't know anything about me. She doesn't know anything about me.
I remember you would say, like, we were talking or something, and you brung up, like, oh, it was a PS4 when we won the contest, and they were interviewing her, and she was like, oh, well, you know, he just likes Japan and stuff. I was like, what?
I'm like, I mean, like, I like Japan. Yeah. It's cool, but.
But, like, she just thinks that's what it's all about.
It's funny, though, because you realize, like, not just your parents, but I think people in general, when they think, like, they have friends, they think they know somebody, you really don't. You really don't know people at all.
Hmm.
It's a deep statement. It is a deep statement. It's true. Yeah. There's things about you that I learned that I'm still learning. There's things about Lawrence, who I've been known for 11 years, that I'm still learning.
Yeah.
And I say to myself, just when I thought I knew him,
Yeah, no one really knows you like you.
Yeah, nobody knows you. Yeah. Like, that statement is like weird because when you say it to yourself, you're like, well, I know me. But that's not it. Like,
you don't know like my weird intricacies. I don't know your weird intricacies.
Although,
like,
I think you and I are pretty close.
Yeah.
We know each other pretty well.
Yeah. But like, something, like, I was watching the H3 podcast, shout out. And they were talking about like Ethan disclosed that he did something that Ela had no idea that he's been doing, that he's been doing it forever.
And you don't know?
And she didn't know. I didn't know what it was, but she was like, I didn't know that about you. And he was like, yeah, well.
Yeah, I mean, it happens.
Like, yeah, there's just some stuff that you don't, like, you don't realize that what you're doing is so different from what the other person
is
doing.
Is there anything I could share with the listeners and you that I do that nobody knows? Let me think.
I can share something. It's pretty personal, but I prefer to pee sitting down, and I do it often, only at home.
But do you do that to check your phone, though?
No, I do it because that's the way I was taught.
Hmm. Interesting.
But I'm trying to change it to where I'm standing up because there's just like, look,
standing up.
I pee standing up all the time, but like when I'm like at home and I'm like walking around,
that's fine.
Yeah, I'm just gonna sit down and take a piss.
That's not.
But there's a problem with it though. You don't get all the pee out when you do that as a man.
Ooh.
So when you stand up, some fucking piss dribbles, and it's annoying. Yeah. So I'm trying to change my
habit.
To be
fair, I stand up and pee, and pee still dribbles.
Like, but I would imagine less.
When I go to put it back in my pants, I fucking
hate that. That is, I hate that,
bro. It's been getting worse though, because like I've always heard the jokes of like as you age, you have less control over your bladder. So like I heard about like Andrew Schultz was talking about it on his podcast. Like he peed and shake it. And you put it back in your dick, and then more pee comes out. I'm not the only one, right?
It's the worst. I fucking hate it.
Because it really gets your underwear wet. Like,
it gets your underwear wet, and then you're sitting down, and you're like, why do I fucking smell like piss? Oh, my God.
It's the worst, right?
Man, shout out to all my homies with big dicks out there.
Yeah, man. The girls
don't
get it.
We are a small community.
The ladies don't relate to this.
No.
No, the pee, I thought that only happened to old people, but apparently it happens like,
when you turn 20 or something,
yeah, mid 20s, like you have a hard time.
Ugh.
Something about your urethra. So imagine us at 70,
peeing.
Bro.
I'm already peeing all the time now.
Imagine us at 50,
dude. I'm when I turn like 40, I'm probably gonna be getting up like 3 times in the night to pee. No doubt about it.
I noticed that I got up the other night to pee, and I never do that. So I never get up to pee at night. I usually sleep through the night.
I wake up around like 5 a.m. to pee, but that's just because it kind of works around my cat's eating schedule. Mm. So that I kind of get up then, but then I can fall back to sleep. But it's going to be a problem soon.
Yeah, man. Just got to get a bidet built into your bed.
Look, I have thought of a way I can pee and not leave my bed many times.
Really?
Here's my theory. So we get the mattress, we cut a hole in the mattress, right?
Right where your dick goes.
Right where your dick goes, and we put like a bag, and like there's a little cap, like condom cap you put on your penis, and a little tube, and you're like, you just lie straight in your bed and you piss.
So pretty much like a catheter.
Yeah, but it's not invasive.
It's not.
But it's like a part of your mattress, and then like in the morning you just take the bag of piss and you drain it, and then.
Oof, sounds like a pocket pussy situation where it's like you get the pleasure of fucking a fake pussy, but then you gotta clean it.
Yeah, it is. I wonder. Yeah, it probably would be a challenge to pee in your bed while you're just like laying there.
I mean, you could just pee on your bed.
Then just like swallow, just swash,
get a new one the next day.
Yeah.
If you were like Trump rich, a bajillionaire, will you just pee in your bed and order a new one the next day?
No. Who would do that? The Trump, big babies? Know. Oh, I piss my bed. Get me a new one.
He pays for his spray tan every day.
That's ridiculous.
You think he's got like a booth in the White House where he like in the Oval Office, he's... Has somebody come in
has
and spray
to,
him
He
down.
Has to have one, yeah. And I don't it's like, yeah, I think it's like a, he has, he's just standing there and someone's
yeah,
spraying
someone's
him.
Yeah,
someone's
spraying him, yeah.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's got to happen, right?
Yeah.
I want to, if I...
Who is the sprayer? Who is the sprayer of the president? Who sprays the president?
They got some interesting stories, I bet.
Maybe he sprays himself.
You know the old saying, to be a fly on the wall?
Yeah.
There was a fly on Mike Pence's head.
That fly
probably saw Trump get sprayed. Probably knows who it
I
is.
I doubt it because that fly was in Miami.
Hey, man, they can fly, bro.
Yeah, they all call flies.
I forgot. We can end it on this. But I forgot what show it was. But there was a joke I heard once where it was like, if flies fly, then why don't elephants elephant?
Horrible joke.
I think that it might have been Cat Will. No, it might have been Cat Williams. It might have been fucking Kevin Hart. I think Kevin Hart said that. Specifically, Kevin Hart in his starring role next to Anthony Anderson in Scary Movie 3 when they're spoofing 8
wow,
Mile. They're
yeah.
spoofing 8 Mile, and he's got a do-rag on. He says that yeah. joke.
Wow, dude, I remember that Kevin Hart was in Scary Movie 3.
Yeah, they did a Brokeback Mountain bit where he like, reached over to Anthony Anderson's
That dick. Was funny.
Yeah, exactly. The joke was funny back then. It's not funny now.
But I don't remember the elephant bit. I remember like them doing the Brokeback Mountain thing and thinking that was
funny. It
was
like right before... I forgot who the white guy was. Was it Andy Samberg?
No.
Some other guy it looks like. They all look the same.
Yeah, no name, man.
But yeah, it was right before he got on stage as Eminem, and Kevin Hart said that bit. But that was before he like blew up.
That's like right before. Probably like a couple years.
It was a couple years because he also did Soul Plane after that.
Yeah, and then he did that big stand-up special.
Then he did the big one.
Where he's wearing the tight black shirt. Yeah. And he makes a face.
Yeah, it's called the Laugh in My Pain, I think.
Yeah, I think that sounds right.
Yep. Shout out Kevin Hart. So that's it. That's been this is episode 686. I almost said 65. Damn, dude, I always give you a hard time for fucking up the number. Now I did it.
Hey, episode 86.
Anything new for the people?
Nope, nothing new. We'll be back.
Soon. Oh, congrats to losing the NBA Finals.
Now we're just going to end the podcast. Thanks for listening.
I was going to say, I'm excited to hear you talk about it on your basketball podcast with Nick. I just wanted to mention it here.
It's going to be very brief. I don't want to even talk about it now. So
it really upsets you, though, right?
Yes.
It's crazy, bro. You get so mad. I'm sorry.
I'm not mad. It's like talking about someone who died.
Is it? It's
yeah.
like that?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
To be fair, though, I wanted to mention it to you. I feel you on the Laker fans thing. They're really annoying. I'm saying this for me. I'm not saying this
all,
for you.
Here's if you're listening, but All Gas No Breaks went to that the Staples Center when all the fans were there. They have footage. They have interviews.
Oh, no. You've got to show it. I got to watch it.
I don't have it. It's not out yet.
It's not out yet? Okay.
But it's coming out, and that's going to be crazy. So I'm excited to see that because those are like the – crazy,
the
crazy Laker fans.
yeah.
And dude, no Matt, dude, that was a soup like LA. Probably they probably set LA back more months now already than it already is.
Jesus fuck.
Which is fucked up because they are still in
crazy like, lockdown.
Crazy yeah. lockdown shit. So
well, be smart out there, LA.
LA natives. Shout out to the LBC.
Yeah, Long Beach.
Keep it clean.
They stay out of the way. Bye.
Best place in LA.